I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard. Do you expect an Eagles victory on Sunday over the Cincinnati Bengals? I do not.
Look,
I
think, yes.
Hey, now you do. You're feeling confident about this. Look, I think they have a chance. The Bengals are not perfect. They're under 500 for a reason. Their defense has struggled a lot this year. But it's funny, Hugh, how similar the two teams' seasons have been. They've both gotten better the last couple weeks, but they've both played the same two bad teams. So it's like, how much better have they really gotten? It just comes down to this for me. Another road game. Again, Kyle mentioned it's a good point. No Mailata, so Fred Johnson back out there again. He really struggled in pass protection last week. And they got the better quarterback, and they're at home. I just think it's a tough spot for the Eagles. Hugh's expecting a win. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. And then we got to let you hear from Sheil Kapati what he said yesterday on the afternoon show about Jalen Hurts and his issues, ups and downs so far this season, and then what kind of game we might need to win on Sunday. Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
Happy Friday, man.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah,
what's up?
Friday.
A little excited. You know, super proud that I get to kick off a weekend with my day brother. Chuck. Well, the team, brother.
How about we just try this again? This is not working. Hold on.
All right, Chris, we'll put you on hold. Phone's getting a little screwy there. We'll get you back up. Donald in Chester, his phone's ready to go. What's up, Donald?
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good morning, Donald. What's up?
Listen, I'm going to try to make this quick. There was something that was very disturbing I was watching on YouTube. I watched the Kurt Warner breakdown of. The topic of it was how interesting the offense hadn't changed, mm-hmm. no matter the coordinators. And Kurt was saying it wasn't that it was bad or indifference, but what he said was Hurts was mostly comfortable with man beater routes, you know, and he wasn't too much about zone beaters. And he said he explained that's why, you know, they just weren't that good and why they were, you know, basically why we had been struggling. And I was like, well, we're going to have to run the football the whole season in order to get to break teams down, in order so we can run these routes that Hurts are comfortable throwing against. And Joe, I mean, I agree with you, you know, and Hugh, if I'm wrong again, just like the Saints, I have to eat crow all over again. You know what I'm saying? And this time I'll barbecue it. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Barbecue, bro.
I won't throw it into the microwave. I throw it up on a grill or something. But
you're going to do it right this time. Yeah, I mean, right, Donald, if I'm wrong and you're wrong, we're going to get I Told You So Douglas in here Monday, you know, around.
Because here's the thing about it. I think it is going to come down to Burrow because I do have faith in Quinion, even in Cooper, you know, and Slay and them guys. You know, Dean is a little suspect in coverage always, but I just think that it comes down to Burrow has zone beaters in his arsenal. He does. I mean, because I've seen some clips and you just see it to where he has no problem attacking the middle of the field in a zone. He has no problem doing that. And until Hurts really gets to that place to where he can do that, we're going to struggle a lot. So no, this week here, I really don't expect unless the Bengals decide to commit to stopping Barkley, then we have a chance. We have a chance up on the outside.
Yeah, and the middle of the field thing, Donald, I was watching last night, Donald, good phone call. The Rams and the Vikings last night, Rams beat them. I mean, you see Stafford just like, boom, over the middle to Puka, boom, over the middle to Cooper Kupp. We don't have that as part of it. It just feels like, Hugh, the Eagles offense feels like big play or nothing, right? A bomb down the field or a Saquon runs for 40. Or nothing. I think last week they were 1-for-13 on third down. There's no flow. It doesn't sustain the offense. It's just like lot or nothing.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I think that with this offense right now, it has to go through Saquon Barkley, and you're going to have to pick your spots as far as how you want to attack that Cincinnati Bengals defense. You know, I think that you can win that way. I've said that. I don't think Jalen is as bad as he's been the last 2 weeks before we played the two tomato cans that we played against. I think that there's still growing pains. He has to grow as a quarterback. That's any football player, I'll tell you that. When you're playing, you have to evolve your game, because if you become stagnant in your learning, if you become stagnant in the way that you do things, you're never going to get any better. And for the simple fact that, or what it seems like, Jalen is not really trying to progress and evolve, he's doing nothing but holding himself back. He really isn't. And, you know, we talk about this offense and how it looks the same. That's what it kind of feels like. They're doing stuff to make him comfortable instead of Jalen becoming uncomfortable and trying to grow.
I'm glad you said that. Let's listen to Shiel Kapadia. Shiel talking about Jalen Hurts, the offense, and why it's not just because it's a new offense, because they're doing a lot of things in the new offense that are like the old offense. Here's Shiel Kapadia.
I mean, it's possible, but my issue with that is when you look at some of the issues he's had, and, you know, they pointed it out during the broadcast last week, a couple of the throws he turned down, those aren't new plays in the Eagles offense. They've been running that since the day Jalen Hurts got here. So, you know, the film, the rewatches, all that, it's not like, wow, these are brand new things. Now, there is some new stuff for sure. The motion, him getting people lined up before the snap and taking on those Jason Kelce responsibilities. So that's an area where certainly it could improve. He could get more comfortable in as the season goes on. But in terms of the actual passing plays, I don't think it's an issue of like, hey, they've totally ripped up the playbook and it's brand new this season. So I would doubt that that's just a matter of, hey, get more reps in it and it's going to look better.
Yeah, and that's what I think a lot of us thought when the season began. I said in September that before the season started, I said it might take Jalen a month or so to get going in the new offense. But I think you said this yesterday, Hugh, we're past that point, right? It's not It's not week four, week five. We're now into week eight of the season. And so maybe it's not just the new offense. Maybe it's just whatever he's going through right now, internally, mentally, that's why he's not pulling the trigger quick enough.
And to be fair, I think part of it is because your guys were hurt early in the year, and that kind of set you back a little bit. That kind of pushed your timeline back a little bit. But with all of that going on, Joe, it's time for this offense to start taking huge strides. I know somebody said yesterday, get 1% better. Bump that 1% stuff. We need to get like 5 to 10% better. We ain't got time for 1% better. We only got, 12 games left in this season?
That's it? No, less.
Less than that?
I think so.
11?
11. You were pretty good math in this show, right?
Yeah.
4-2 is 6, 17 in a season, 11
well,
left.
Yeah, I was close.
10 after Sunday.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man. We 1% better ain't going to get us. That's only 10% when we get done.
11%.
That dog is not going to hunt. We need to take some huge leaps.
Oh, we got to go up in increments?
We got to go up pretty significantly this weekend, man.
All right, so look, if the Eagles win this game on Sunday, I think it has to go a particular way. I think they have to be able, the game has to be close. They can't fall behind. They have to be able to run the ball a lot, because that is the best part of their offense right now. They probably need to generate a turnover on defense, which they really haven't done. Only two the entire season. It's hard for me to picture today, like their path to winning, including a shootout. Yet this morning on ESPN, Ryan Clark, he actually thinks Jalen Hurts can beat Joe Burrow in a shootout. Here's Clark.
Is Jalen Hurts ready to win a shootout with Joe Burrow?
I believe Jalen Hurts is ready to win a shootout with Joe Burrow, because the problem with the Joe Burrow shootout is that they have Ja'Marr Chase, is that they have T. Higgins. Well, now you have A.J. back. You also have Devontae Smith. You add that dynamic element with the Saquon Barkley in the backfield. I don't care what quarterback you are. If you don't have the people to help you win a shootout, if you don't have the requisite armory, you can't do it. Yeah. And the Philadelphia Eagles do. The other big piece of this is Jalen Hurts understands what's on the other side of this field. Jalen Hurts understands in order to get back to where they were 2 years ago, he has to win games against the elite quarterbacks in the league. He'll be up for the challenge.
Yeah, look, I agree with Ryan's point at the end. He'll be up for the challenge. I'm sure he will. But I think he messed that whole example up. We have the weapons, sure, for a shootout. Do we have the general to lead the army? I mean, the other team has the leader at quarterback to go win a shootout, because he could just throw them to a victory. I mean, we've got the weapons for a shootout here. We got A.J. Brown. We got Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley. But they can't get the ball until Jalen puts the ball in their hands.
The general has to understand that as lieutenants. You got to put the ball in your lieutenant's hands. That's about right. Lieutenants. Yeah, you got to put it in their hands, man. And you got to let them – you have to delegate more so – than lead in this situation, I would think.
Would you take, if it's a shootout Sunday, do you take still think the Eagles win?
Yes. But I think when I think shootout, I still think you pick your spots when you throw the football. Because I feel like we have home run hitters at the receiver spot. And I'm thinking, see, I don't want to put thoughts in your head because I don't want to assume I'm thinking for you. But I think when you think shootout, you're thinking bombs over Baghdad. You're thinking like deep ball throws and stuff like that.
I'm thinking with something like that. I'm thinking it's the fourth quarter. They're going score for score. You're down 7 or you're down 8 with 5 minutes to go. You can't run then. You got to throw the football. So if the ball's in Jalen's hand late, Burrow just scored. It's Jalen going down and scored a touchdown.
I think when I think of this game, as I'm sitting here trying to visualize it in my head, I feel like this offense is going to – well, let me say this. I hope that this offense evolves to the point where there's a lot more short to intermediate passes that allow the receivers to use their speed more so than anything. We got some fast receivers. Man, you know what's the funny thing about what we don't talk about Devontae Smith enough?
Mark, he didn't do anything last week.
His speed.
Yeah, he's fast, sure.
Devontae Smith is not slow.
No.
And there are a lot of times I feel like there are plays to be made for him across the middle where he can showcase his speed and just flat out outrun people.
I agree. So 2 weeks ago against the Browns, Jalen got him the ball right on the crosser and he took it up the sideline. But last week, the 3rd and 3 play before the 4th and 3 bomb to AJ, he has Devontae wide open on the crosser. He doesn't pull the trigger, then eventually throws him, but it's not complete. Yeah, Hugh, I agree with you. There's plays to be made. The part about Jalen, and we'll probably see it again Sunday, that's weird so far this season is if he just throws the ball on time to certain people, they're running with space.
Yeah.
His numbers would grow by accident.
You know what one of the most demoralizing things you can do to a defense is when you got a guy that can run.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And a crosser?
Yep.
And he beats you on the crosser and then he just cuts that thing up and runs for like 15, 20 more yards. Boy, I tell you, that burns the defensive coordinator's biscuits.
I'm sure it does. No, I don't think they can win a shootout Sunday. I think the game has to, Kyle, the game has to go a particular way. And if it's close and a little bit lower scoring than maybe the line on the game, then they could run it a lot and less possessions, and they could win that way.
I don't think there's any way that the Eagles could win a shootout with Cincinnati. It's not that Cincinnati's been like world beaters all season long, but Cincinnati's been in some shootouts this year. I mean, they had a shootout against Baltimore where they lost in overtime. Burrow threw 5 touchdowns in that game.
Is he still blonde?
Yes, he is.
Oh, the highlights? Yeah.
He's still got the Slim Shady look going. He's got 2 interceptions all year, too.
He has 14 touchdown passes.
Right. Hurts hasn't turned the ball over in the last 2 weeks. I'm not totally confident that's done with. That's not going to come back. Now, Burrow could have a game where he turns it over a bunch and throws up all over himself. I don't see that happening. I just think that Joe Burrow's more equipped as a quarterback to win a shootout versus the Eagles.
I mean, Joe Burrow right now is the 3rd highest passer rate in the NFL. It's only Lamar, Goff, and then Burrow. I mean, right. Joe Burrow is moving towards MVP consideration if the Bengals get their act together on defense. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phone lines, Hugh, we have a prize to give away. We haven't done this in a while because we've been so caught up with all this Eagle stuff and Philly stuff before that. You know what we haven't done in a while, Hugh?
What have we done?
We haven't, on a Friday, had a little try day. I think it's time for a try day Friday.
It's a try day Friday.
It's try day, try day. Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
All right, today, best answer we get is going to win a four-pack of tickets to the Brotherly Love Card Show, Philly, this Saturday, October 26th. And guess who you get to have a meet-and-greet autograph session with? Hugh Douglas.
Yay!
Now, you don't get to win, Hugh. You got to actually sit there and sign the autographs. And say hi to everyone. So you can meet Hugh tomorrow, get an autograph, hang out tomorrow. Four-pack of tickets to the Brotherly Love Card Show, Philly, this Saturday. And today, for Tri-Day, you know what we're looking for? We're looking for a Halloween costume for Hugh Douglas. What Hugh should be for Halloween next week. Hugh, it's going to be your first time trick-or-treating in your new neighborhood.
Yes, it is. Well, not technically, because I'm not fooling my new neighbors.
We expect you to be trick-or-treating, and you need a costume. What should Hugh be for Halloween? Can you give people a little sample of what you've been in the past?
I was a killer bee at one point. Okay. I've had a few that I wanted to dress up as.
Like?
I wanted to dress up. One year I dressed up as CB4, one of the characters from CB4.
Okay.
Gusto.
Gusto.
Yeah. You never seen CB4?
No.
Good movie. What else? That's about it. I haven't really had too many costumes that I dress up
in. You've been around
at.
For like 50-something years.
I'm talking about when I was younger. When I was younger, I was Casper the Friendly Ghost.
That's good.
Oh, I just looked up the Gusto guy you're talking about.
Yeah. Casper the Friendly Ghost.
I will say I'm going to be partial to whatever I can picture Hugh looking the most ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. We're looking for the more ridiculous, the better.
Yeah. Most people do. My son, my youngest son, he likes to dress up a lot. I remember one time Hugh dressed up as a ninja. He was one of those green guys. I forgot what you call it, where they just wore the green bodysuit.
Mm.
A Morphe?
Sounds good to me.
Whatever. Okay. Yeah. So it's one where I live vicariously through the kids when I do that. Because this year, Harper's Harry Potter. And he wanted me to go as Hagrid.
Oh, you should. That's a great idea.
He wanted me to be Hagrid.
That's our first answer today. That can't win.
I'll put Marilyn Monroe in the ring.
Hugh is Marilyn Monroe?
Oh, no, yeah. Definitely not doing that.
You could pull that off.
But it changes. Like, with kids, it changes. Because last week, he wanted me to be Where's Waldo?
Oh, so we do a thing in our house, because both of our kids will change their mind 50 times. By the end of August, like early September.
You got to have it locked in.
We got to lock in because we're ordering the costume, right? It's like,
yeah.
Because otherwise, they'll change their mind right up until, you know, game day here on the 31st.
See, I have some ideas, but every year that Halloween rolls around, I'm doing something like this year, moving. So I don't have time to pick out a costume.
Well, that's why the people are here today. They're going to pick the costume out for you. 215-592-9494. What should Hugh be for Halloween? Best answer we hear today wins a four-pack of tickets to the card show, the Brotherly Love card show in Philly this Saturday coming up. And do you expect the Eagles to win the game on Sunday? I don't. Hugh does. By the way, about 50% of the Twitter poll right now, Hugh, believes that being in the store for an hour and not buying anything like you did at Cabela's.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of wrong to do that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you treated it like a...
It's 50-50.
Yeah, but I mean, that's basically 50% of people think you treated it like an art show yesterday instead of a store.
I didn't. I did not.
You did.
I was overwhelmed. It's a lot going on in the store. If you've never been there...
But it's not a park where you walk around. It's a place of commerce.
Well, it was something where I'm walking around and I'm surprised, number one. Because I saw they had the camel pants. They had the stretchy camel pants, which, you know, I'm into the stretchy pants now because they feel better.
Just keep that in mind when you give us the Halloween stuff.
The stretchy pants.
Yeah, he was in the stretchy pants.
They had the flannel shirts. They even had a section for kids. They had a kid section.
Oh, they had everything.
For the camel kids. And then they had the female camel section. I mean, it's just phenomenal. They had camping. They had tents, all kind of camping supplies.
It's a great store.
And I just didn't know what to get.
I know, but an hour feels like a lot. Maybe 20 minutes of browsing but not buying anything? An hour?
No, it was an hour.
It's a lot.
It was a strong hour.
Yeah, let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Archie in Mount Airy. Hey, Archie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Archie, what's up?
Man, y'all are insufferable this morning, particularly you, Joe.
What'd I do?
Particularly you, because our quarterback is much better than Joe Burrow. Yes, I said it, and I believe that 150%.
Archie, come on.
Yes.
First of all, he's not better, but the much better, you said I'm insufferable. You're crazy, Archie. Much better,
he's
how?
Crazy.
How?
I mean, they call me DeLulu sometimes, you know, but listen, I'll be honest with you, but honestly, I really think Hurts is so much better than Hurts for so many particular reasons. I think he's a better athlete, number one. Number two, when I see both of these two quarterbacks play, like I watched both of these quarterbacks this year, in particular this year, they're not too far apart. And they struggled the same weeks with the same two teams the last couple of weeks. And I believe every time Jalen Hurts has went up against a quarterback that people consider better than him, he shows off. He did that against Patrick Mahomes. He did that against Josh Allen. He's going to do that against Burrow this week. You guys know it.
Well, Archie, I hope you're right.
But
one game samples don't mean you're better, right? Like, he's not better than Patrick Mahomes because he played well in that game.
No one's better than Patrick Mahomes. No one is better than him.
There's a chance that Jalen plays his best game this week, and I hope he does. But I just don't know how you think he's better than Burrow. Burrow completes a higher percentage of passes. He throws less interceptions. He throws more touchdowns. He's better.
No, he's not. I watch these games, man. He's not that much better than Hurts. I think Hurts, look at the plays that he do. Their line is not good over there in Cincinnati, but Joe Burrow makes a lot of stupid mistakes. I've seen him throw interceptions this year that's worse than Jalen's. And I've also seen him overthrown passes during that Baltimore game when Ja'Marr Chase was wide open. So people always talk about Hurts and his mistakes and him not throwing that pass, that slant against Devontae. I saw four passes and mistakes for him to lose that game. So we need to stop this, you know, Jalen Hurts, our guy. That's our guy. Let's support our guy.
Yeah, but we could also be real too. Like I support him, yes. But hold on. By the way, I'm gonna let you give your Hughes Clues guess, or excuse me, your Halloween costume
suggestion.
For Friday.
Yeah.
Your suggestion. I just gotta say, and I'll trust your eyes what you saw in the Ravens game you mentioned. But in that game, Burrow was 30 of 39, 5 touchdowns, 1 pick, 392 yards. If he missed 4 throws, are we expecting 500 yards and 7 touchdowns?
No, but we're not. But I'm talking about comparison between our two guys here. If you look at the overall sample size, our guy doesn't get injured every year, okay? And if he is injured, he's tough enough to get through it. Okay, and our guys are stronger, mentally stronger, physically stronger, and better than Joe Burrow in every aspect. As he stays on the field, he can handle different things. He throws touchdowns. He took our team play way much better than him in any playoff game. You compare playoff games to Joe Burrow playoff game and Jalen Hurts playoff game. Jalen Hurts play outperforms him overall. So let's stop the madness. That's our guy.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Joe Burrow every time.
Archie, I love your passion. I mean, facts may be a little off, but I love the passion. Archie, give us a suggestion for Hugh for Halloween. What should he be?
Okay, I love Halloween. It's my favorite thing. I dress up eight different costumes every single year. So I think he will be perfect as Mr. Brown from the Madea plays.
You know what?
Hugh, what do you think?
I've heard that before. That's one of the reasons why I start wearing a beard, because when I wore my goatee,
yeah,
people used to say I look like Mr. Brown on steroids. And
there
I was like,
I
don't want to look like Mr. Brown.
Why not?
Because have you seen Mr. Brown? I mean, he's funny and he dresses funny.
That makes it a good answer. You don't want to do this because it's
embarrassing. No, he dresses funny. And there's been times, especially when I've had my bow tie pictures where Mr. Brown.
Oh, I see this. Yeah.
With the suspenders and everything.
Yeah, you get the tight shirt and the suspenders.
Yeah.
Archie, it's a good one. Archie, we disagree on the quarterbacks, but I do love the answer for Hugh.
Hold on. I love Archie. That was nonsense.
So I just want to point out. AFC Championship, he beat Mahomes in Arrowhead, 23-38, 252 touchdowns.
No, he saw it with his eyes. Hurts plays better, is better. He's better because he's better.
The one thing that I agree with him is probably a better, Hurts is a better athlete, but after that.
I mean, maybe. Yeah. Joe Burrow was a number one overall pick. So, like, yeah. If you want, like, athleticism, talent, whatever, like, Joe Burrow is clearly a more talented player.
Yeah, and
it's not even close.
And athleticism's only part of it, right? Like, Cam Newton was the best athlete at quarterback for a while, yeah. But there was plenty of quarterbacks.
That's why I said, when he said athlete, I give him that. He's probably a better athlete.
But it's not. They don't rank athletes. They rank quarterbacks.
And the playoff performance thing was just, I mean, it was simply made up. Like, Jalen Hurts beat Daniel Jones and Josh Johnson in the postseason. Joe Burrow, they called it Burrowhead.
I know.
With a guy,
I know,
multi-time Super Bowl champion, is getting owned by Joe Burrow in his own stadium. But we want to talk about Jalen Hurts' better playoff performances.
I mean,
that was asinine.
Burrow owns playoff wins on the road over Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. I mean, Jalen Hurts hasn't done those type things.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.